Masters, I want you to understand something now. I want to give this to you. I want you to contemplate upon it. Do you see now how powerful and how willful you've always been? Do you see that in fact you always were creating divinity, but creating it through a gridlock of limitations? Do you understand that? Now, do you also understand why it has in the past sounded absurd or mystical for the teacher to say all of this is an illusion, including yourself? Do you understand now why that could have been said to you? Do you understand? Because you see that there was a conscious power that created all of it. Now, certainly you can say, but I didn't have it when I came into this life. So I came to parents that mistreated me or abused me, or perhaps they overloved me and kept me locked away, or they did this or they did that. That's true. Everyone has come to certain entities like that, except a spectacular few. Was that part of your creation? Absolutely. Absolutely. You're not unique, you know. The whole world suffers from this delusion. So any parents that you would manifest yourself through, you would be manifesting through temples of limitation. Some more extreme than others. That's all. That's all. But everyone has suffered under that which is termed the programming of creating one's life according to one's grid, genetically and through the program of memory. So did you participate? Indeed. You came back into this life. You participated. You chose to be born again. This spit you back out as another entity, a different person. But you chose to come out here again. It's this that you get confused. Now, if you can understand why I would say, my beautiful, beautiful people, this is an illusion. You can change everything in your life. Do you now know that that's possible? Do you? So if that is now possible, it attests to why you're here. It attests to a revelation of ancient wisdom that consciousness and energy has always created reality without judgment. Meaning, it has willfully done it. There have really been no rules. It's whatever went. And if you attest to that, then what is it now in reflection that you came to this school to learn? What was it that you saw in me that you needed? What has changed from the first time you came to school or came to my audience until today? Turn to your neighbor and tell them. What did you first think? Why did you first want to be here? And what did you first call it? And what do you call it now? Have you changed? Do you even know what you wanted when you first came? So, Masters, then this school really is about ancient wisdom, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's really not about channeling a New Age stuff, is it? It's about old age stuff. Look at the knowledge that you have gained. Look at the perspective of yourself. Self-awareness is an imperative to Godhood. So what were you then and what are you now? And the change and reflection. Do you like the way you've learned? Now, aren't you glad that I didn't make you meditate on garden paths?
Yes.
Instead, I put you on one called the field. Now, aren't you glad that I didn't tell you that the truth of the cosmos is in a crystal?
Yes.
Aren't you glad I didn't insist on you being a vegetarian? Do you understand what an illusion all of that is as well, and that it is also a dogma? Channeling is a dogma. Entities who meditate have dogmas. Entities who pray are dogmatic. This isn't what I endeavored to tell you in the beginning, but was so outrageous and so hated and revered because it was the truth. Do you understand now why it was? Now, God really isn't a religious sort of being at all. Have you noticed? It really isn't. Furthermore, God really doesn't particularly, he's not really a Democrat or Republican or right wing or left wing or any wing at all. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Have you noticed also another peculiarity, that it's really not too fussy about what you do? After all, look at what you did. Now, don't you find that amazing? So people, have you become wiser? Can you say, I have become wiser? Have you tread the path? Do you feel that you understand more what the journey is about?
Yes.
Do you also begin to understand that God, that etherical nothingness, could never fall under the flag or cartouche or standard of any one community or indeed any one sect or any one cult or any one religion or any one nation? That really, God was always fighting itself, wasn't it? Always. And thank God that it is so free and so etheric that it cannot be harnessed and molded into one of those golden statues. The reason I'm having you to do this is because I want you to pause for a moment and see what you used to be like. And if you can see the changes and the evolution of that which has turned you, if you can see it clearly, then I want to tell you tonight that you know truth. That you know truth. The most treasured, acclaimed, etherical substance there is. And that truth does not belong to anyone specifically, but it is dealt out in measure of earnings. And how much truth you have is how much you've earned. The next that I want you to contemplate for a moment is that if you know truth, then why do you continue to hold on to the fragments of your limited mind? You knew I was going to tell you that.